This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, Jason, we got an echo. Jason, got an echo. Okay. We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I was up most last night because the back. Sorry, I'm old and really hard to go to the bathroom. It now takes me about 40 minutes just to pee because I can't get up and off the toilet. Thank God for my husband. But this is an important study or story that we got to bring up here. And I want to apologize again if I'm not as peppy as I usually am. So, all right. Vaping deaths, we're now up to 13, which I still think is an underestimation. I think we actually have more vaping deaths out there. It just hasn't been reported because when we have people that die of lung illness and we don't know why, if we haven't linked it to the vaping, it's not going to hit the media. So if somebody had respiratory distress, somebody died from respiratory failure, if we never got a history of them vaping, it's not going to make the numbers. So this is a very, very gross underestimation, unfortunately. But all we could do right now is work with the numbers that we have. So the CDC is now investigating over 800 cases, 13 deaths, to this quote-unquote mysterious illness. Now, we got a little bit of clarity a couple weeks ago when they found vitamin E acetate might be a culprit and how people smoking bootleg cartridges with THC oil were getting a lipoid pneumonia, a very fatty type of pneumonia that's really not related to a virus or a bacteria. Of course, in my neck of the woods, they're, you know, screening for mold, you know, because we don't want people getting fungusemias or fungal pneumonias. But this was kind of scary. The latest that came out is that these black market cannabis vapes have something called hydrogen cyanide. Now, they don't purposely have hydrogen cyanide. What they actually have is something called myclobutanil. Now, myclobutanil is a fungicide, or fungicide. You can call it fungi or fungi. I like to call it fungi. So it's a fungicide, meaning it's a pesticide that kills fungus. But when it burns and you have some either combustion reaction or heat catalyst, it turns into hydrogen cyanide. Hydrogen cyanide doesn't really allow you to exchange oxygen very well, can asphyxiate you, and you could go into respiratory distress within seconds, if not minutes. So the CDC right now has released this report, and we're kind of in a state of shock that we have people that would take something that was really supposed to be benign and put products out there that would be bought up by the consumer very naively that could really, really screw up the lungs. In California, they're just now telling everybody not to vape. From what we understand, experts and health officials in California are like, no, just stop vaping altogether. Now, I also like to be fair to companies, and I don't want us to be a very reactive country where all of a sudden we vilify companies like Juul or vilify pharmaceutical companies with the opioid crisis. Okay, we need to kind of slow down, figure out what's going on, and then, you know, focus our anger or focus our efforts on the bad guys and girls, right? You know, the bad companies. Juul obviously has, you know, stirs up a lot of emotion for people. But Juul, from what I understand, is not the company putting these products out. There's an argument that Juul might not have caused any of these deaths. That it was directly. Okay? If this came from black market bootleg, I like to call it bootleg, the sort of products out there, bad vape pens, oil, THC oil crap that was put in the vape pen, you know, we can't really go after Juul. Now, people will blame Juul because they say, well, you know, Juul might have, you know, caused kids to become addicted. That's a whole nother problem. That's a whole nother fight. But if you have companies out there or jerks out there putting bad stuff on the market that has pesticides and all sorts of crap, I mean, by the way, this isn't anything new. You know, when we saw people get really, really sick from marijuana last year and the year before, they were saying, you know, this marijuana is being laced with pesticides and laced with chemicals. People were spraying their marijuana with household chemicals to get a high. Well, I'm sorry, but Windex and Liquid Drano and Soft Scrub. Soft Scrub's my favorite because I remember the commercials in the 80s and 90s. They had like the little bubble things and they would kind of go. And then they would kind of scrub. And it went from the tub was dirty to white. And they had like googly eyes. And I love googly eyes. So it was, I like Soft Scrub because I really like the commercial. Was that not the commercial? I got to look it up. Okay, maybe it wasn't Soft Scrub. But anyway, there was a commercial where you had like little Weeble-looking scrub thingies that looked like, I don't know, they were cute. Okay, so where are we at? I'm digressing. Okay, so we've had 2 deaths in California, 2 in Kansas, 2 in Oregon, 1 in Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Missouri. So, what do we warn the public to do? So, California's like, tack with it, guys, just don't vape. I mean, I don't know if laws are going to come into effect. They've already started to ban flavored e-cigs up in San Francisco. But in a statement issued by the California Department of Public Health, they urge residents for the time being to refrain from vaping, no matter the substance or the source. And so right now we're in panic mode. And, you know, I don't blame health experts. I mean, you know, somebody gets sued if they don't come out with a warning. So right now it's safe to just tell everybody to not vape. But we're not solving the problem. The problem is people like to stick things in their mouth. People like to smoke. People like to get high. People like to get a buzz. People need a little energy boost. And so when you tell everybody not to vape, well, they're either going to do it or they're going to be shunted to a new activity. I mean, that's what happened with tobacco. The reason why we have a vaping epidemic is because of what we did with tobacco. You know, we said everybody quit smoking. Smoking's bad. You're going to have to look at all these pictures of people with trachs and, you know, being all cachectic and super skinny and, you know, looking like they're dying of cancer. So, you know, people are like, well, fine, if I can't smoke, I need to stick something else in my mouth. So we'll keep you guys posted on this, but for the love of God, please don't be vaping pesticides that turn into cyanide. And, okay, your lungs are precious. Protect them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, I don't want to read to you this whole email. And you know, you can email us at drdolly.com. But I want to give you the gist. One of our listeners wants to be anonymous. Had a job interview. And in the job interview, I guess it's kind of a high-profile job, they asked if he had ever made a racist joke in the past. Now, they didn't seem to ask about tweets or social media, because I think this gentleman is older, and so, you know, tweeting and social media has only been around for about 12 years or so. But, 10, 12 years. But he answered honestly, and I don't want to... this is kind of a really long email, but the gist I get is he had a bunch of friends at college, and there was the Jew, the Italian, the African-American, the Mormon, and so they would always make jokes about each other. And so he answered the question honestly, saying, yeah, me and my friends used to joke around with each other in college. And he didn't get the job. So he wanted me to talk about statutes of limitations on, you know, doing stupid when you were younger. And I obviously can't answer that. You know, I'm not an attorney, and there is, I don't think, any official statutes of limitations. There was a story about a gentleman who, I guess, was raising money for a children's hospital. Did you hear about this? I think his name was Carson King. He raised more than $1 million for an Iowa children's hospital. He requested beer money on national TV. And I guess Anheuser-Busch was matching his donations. Unfortunately, when he was a 16-year-old high school student, he had done stupid, and he had made some racist comments. So donations have stopped. Anheuser-Busch said they'll still donate money to the hospital as promised, but it has rescinded its beer offer, I guess, to Carson. I'm not really sure what's going on. But you have somebody that did stupid, is apparently now years later, you know, trying to do good. I don't know how he got the attention of Anheuser-Busch, maybe from the television commercial, but was able to make, you know, to bring in over $1 million to donate to a hospital. But he's in the spotlight for his doing stupid. So this is a discussion we have to have. We're becoming more and more progressive in terms of not allowing, you know, stupid to happen. For example, racist comments, bigotry, bullying. We've made amazing leaps and bounds. But one of the problems we have is people who made jokes in the past that were, in this particular case, I'm reading his tweets and posts, they were completely inappropriate. But there were, you know, like I told you, I had a friend in a medical school. We were all going to go in together on a bar. And I was going to handle entertainment and, you know, bartend. Somebody else was going to handle the marketing aspect of it. And one of my friends who, you know, was going to handle the marketing part of things, you know, said, let me do this because I'm really good at, and he said, quote, Jewing people down. All right, now I'm Jewish. And I was like, come on, man, really? Okay, he's like, you know what I meant. I didn't mean to say that. All right, he apologized, whatever, we moved on. Should that comment carry with him 20, 30 years later and prevent him from getting a job? Prevent him from, you know, being able to, you know, escape the public eye? It was a stupid comment. He used, you know, my religion as a verb when it came to negotiating. I've talked to many people about this since then. Some people are like, well, it's a compliment. You know, we really know how to make a deal. We know how to negotiate down, get a great deal. But to others, it's very insulting. So, you know, it's, you know, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. All right? Some people look at it as no big deal. Other people look at it as very insulting. But the question we have today is, if they're using a term that was a term that they always used, like, for example, a phrase that a lot of people don't realize have negative racial connotations is it call a spade, or something that has to do with the spades of cards. And, you know, because the spade is black, etc. And a lot of people don't even realize that there's something wrong with that. I mean, you have kids singing all these rap lyrics, young kids. I told you I was in the car, and I'm hearing my son's friends sing a rap song that they were listening to on their phone. And these are young kids, and I stopped the car like, whoa, 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 don't say that. What? What you just said, you can't say that. It's the song. And you know, so you have here things that should never be said, but they're in songs that kids are singing. And is it okay to sing the song? It should never be okay. If that's a bad word, the N-word should never be anywhere. But if it's in these lyrics, same thing with stand-up. You know, people like to, you know, reiterate stand-up that they saw. But if somebody's using that word and, you know, you do it, you can't. So, even though we're being very, very progressive with stopping bigotry and trying to stop racism, and you know, hopefully we'll get to that point where we, you know, have a racist-free society, we really don't know how to handle somebody who did stupid years ago, might have used a term that people always used. You know, I mean, unfortunately, there's been a lot of words that, you know, were used to describe homosexuals. You know, gay. And, oh, he's gay. Whether he really is gay or not, people use the term gay all the time. Well, that's a slur for some. For others, it's not. And so, I don't know if we as society have to kind of make some rules and say, okay, look, if you did stupid 20, 30 years ago, and, you know, you're obviously reforming and, you know, you know the jokes are bad. I mean, you know how many guys have made girl jokes and, you know, girl jokes that kind of had to do with, what was that? There once was a man from Nantucket. I mean, you know how many different, oh, that inky dinky parlez-vous. There's a dirty version of that song that Doughboys used to sing. Do we still hold it against them in the year 2019? I don't know. You know, it's a shame that, and again, I don't know for sure if my listener really didn't get the job because he answered truthfully to him and the guys. You know, I mean, I've had multiple groups of multicultural friends. I was the Jew. You know, usually, there's not a lot of Jews in the schools I went to, so I would be the Jew, right? You know, same thing with, and you know, we would be really, really open about our ethnicity, and, we were never racist or bigoted, but, you know, does everybody now have to lie? I mean, I'm really surprised that that was a question at a job interview, but my guess is they don't want something to surface from 30 years ago. My guess is this was a high profile job and they didn't want an old joke or something come up. But the problem is you can't change your past. So you have tons of people out there that, you know, had a date with a girl, slept with, had a one night stand, had, you know, too much to drink, you know, did some really bad stand-up, sang a rap song in front of people, and they're right now scared to death that any one of those little sound bites could ruin them for life. So what does society need to do? Do we need to have a statute of limitations? Do we need to say, okay, anybody that said stupid stuff in the 80s, all right, it was in the 80s. No, I mean, look, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had said that, you know, he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman. So are they still, you know, are we still using that against him now? Or does he have a right to change his mind to go, no, I am for gay marriage? You know, we want to be the type of society where we are able to reform. We are able to progress. We are able to open our eyes. Sanjay Gupta was anti-marijuana for the longest time. And then, you know, he changed. So, you know, I'm not sure what the answer is, but this is something that I don't think is going to get addressed anytime soon. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon says suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high last year. The Defense Department report just released says the suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017. Republican Senator Mitt Romney, one of the few GOP voices who called President Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine in a phone call deeply troubling. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I wouldn't count on him, and he's bitter about Donald Trump. I mean, every time he, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a child. I mean, look, Trump did what you couldn't do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So our Defense Department is grappling with a lot of suicides in the military. Apparently, it's Britain. It's risen at alarming rates. And we're being told here that the National Guard suicide rate has climbed higher than the other active duty and reserve branches, according to an annual Pentagon study released yesterday. So in response, officials are looking for new ways to help troops feel more comfortable coming forward about their issues and getting the help they need. So the most recent figure right now is 30.6 deaths per 100,000 service members. This is just appalling to think that we could be losing people at their own hand rather than, this is according to the Defense Department annual suicide report for the calendar year of 2018, as well as the reserves, 22.9 per 100,000, and active duty, 24.8. According to Air Force Major General Don Deskins, the Guard's Director of Manpower and Personnel Policy, told Military Times, but when I describe a rate, I don't want to lose the face that goes along with that. They say all three components are staring down growing suicide rates. They say the National Guard is facing this unique problem because they don't have the day-to-day interaction that active troops have with their leadership, and members are often in between military and civilian health care, so it's not always clear which providers they should seek out if they're having trouble. Yeah, I see that a lot, where people go, I don't know if I go to the, you know, military doctor or if I go to a civilian doctor. And a lot of times when it comes to mental health, you need a very stable location that you go to, that you can go to consistently, you know, same provider, etc. So they say their troops, National Guard, also faces issues local to their communities. So any attempt at a service-wide policy has to consider the one-size-won't-fit-all. With that in mind, the National Guard Bureau got two separate but related initiatives off the ground. So they've tried to strategize from what we understand from Military Times. They say in one corner, the Bureau's Warrior Resilience and Fitness Division, they said, will put best practices to test from all 54 state and territory guard commands, collect data, put together strategies under this program called SPRING, called Suicide Prevention and Readiness Initiative for the National Guard. So they hope to foster dovetails within the Warrior Resilience and Fitness Division's new innovation incubator. Those are, I guess I'm just reading this here, looking for ideas to extend to readiness, wellness, resilience, and beyond. See, resilience, that's, you know, people talk about that with kids, you know, who consider suicide. Well, they need to buck up. They need to quit being weenies, or another term for that is resilience. But you don't understand. Any of us can break. You know, I mean, we could act as a tough guy. We could not cry. We could brush ourselves off and get back up. Sometimes those people that do that the best are at highest risk for suicide. You know, I don't think we understand enough about people who commit suicide. Most of the people that commit suicide are men, not women. Women may attempt more, but the majority of suicides occur in men. Well, men are the ones that appear to be less weeny than women. So then why would their suicide rate be up? Maybe it's a fallacy. Maybe it's a facade. Maybe we don't allow. We have a sort of culture where men can't cry. Men can't, you know, go, I want my mommy. Men can't, you know. I mean, let's stop with that for a second. Okay, so I don't have any daughters. I guess we just had National Daughters Day. I'm not exactly sure what day it was, because when I looked it up, it wasn't the same day that everybody was posting stuff on the internet. But, you know, a lot of people say, you know, Dolly, if you had a daughter, she's never going to leave her mama. You know, the boys, they could be mama boys, but they'll get married and go off and they'll be close with dad. But you need a daughter because she'll be close to mama. And I'm like, I doubt that. If my daughter is anything like me, she's going to be an independent pain in the butt. She and I are going to probably buck horns. You know, I think I'm lucky I just had sons. I don't know how well I would have done with a daughter. Because I'd be like, okay, wait a second. That skirt's too, no, you're not wearing the boots with that. Oh, are you kidding me? You look like a, you're not wearing that. So, I mean, I could just totally see myself buck heads with my daughter. No way. You know, I'm checking out the Sparkless Water guy. She is too. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, hell no. So, not gonna, you know, it worked out that I had boys. But what's kind of deeper into that narrative of, oh yeah, you know, daughters will hang out with their moms. If a daughter wants her mommy, she gets her mommy. Daughters can go, okay, mommy, let's go. Let's go to lunch. Let's go do this. Let's go do this. And, you know, daughters have their mommy. You know, boys may not have that same sort of relationship with their mommy, and maybe they need their mommy. Yeah, I've been very, very open with my voice, you know, and it's interesting because they'll be like open, you know, and they're teenagers. They'll be like, mommy. I go, and whenever they call me mommy, that's not like, hey, they need their mom. Your mom's here. But they don't do it all the time. If their friends are around, if dad's around, they do not call me mommy. You know, it's interesting. They'll do, you know, most of the hugs and I love you, Mom, when nobody else is around. So they probably feel like, you know, they can't do that. Now, I also embarrass the hell out of him. So when they're with the friends, you know, I'll be like, you know, oh, he loves his mama, right? And, you know, he'll be like, you know, yeah, it's cool to love your mom. I love your mom. You know, but then you can hear him under his breath make fun of me or something like that. I'm like, I'll let him have that, you know, because it was in front of his friends. But, you know, if guys don't think like they get their mommy time, you know, or they could be babied. I mean, you know, how many guys really just want to come home and, you know, curl up on the couch and cry? Or just, you know, put their head on their wife's shoulder or whatever, the partner's shoulder, and just say, I have a bad day, take care of me. You know, men are people too, men and women. You know, now I, as a woman, I don't do that. Okay, I don't want to stereotype women. I don't come home and sit in a corner and cry or eat ice cream. I just buck up and do. I'm a mom. But, you know, I wonder how therapeutic that would be if I could just sit there and, you know, stop everything. But I don't want the kids to see. I don't want my husband to see. So if I'm having a bad day, I work out or I eat or I go for a run. So in the military, it might just be harder for people, especially the guys, you know, or gals even, to show their vulnerability. So back to military times, they say out of 50 IDs submitted earlier this year, the program has selected 12 to pilot. They cover substance abuse, physical fitness, access to behavioral health, sexual assault prevention, employment assistance, among others, and will be under the purview of a State Guard Bureau from Massachusetts, Ohio, and Indiana to New Mexico and Montana. So these pilots are tailored to issue that of particular interest in those states, but can be tailored fit to other states. Maybe only 5 states will use it, but it'll be effective in those states. So, what they want to do is, one, increase access, two, empower colleagues to intervene, guard members to reach out. They want commanders to get to know their people on a level that would allow them to notice a change in their behavior. So if you don't see somebody every day, you don't know if they could be suicidal. You know, when I taught students, luckily I got to, you know, see them or work with them on a very close basis, so I could tell if somebody was struggling. Not all of them. But, you know, some people may not on their own say they're struggling. But if you're like, wait a second, you're gaining weight, you know, you're eating a little bit more, you're having a tough time, it could be weight gain. It could be they're falling asleep. They could be them yawning a lot. Well, maybe they're yawning because they're not sleeping at night, because they're stressed. Maybe they're, you know, starting to take on more coffee or vaping or something else. Maybe they're drinking more. So, you know, it does take others a lot of times to intervene and see this. But we got to do a lot more for our military than we're doing. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, if your kid is vaccinated, Michigan school systems are telling you to keep your kid home for 3 weeks. Why? Because there's a chickenpox outbreak. So a chickenpox outbreak has led an Eastern Michigan health department to ask parents of children who weren't vaccinated to keep them home from school until they're vaccinated. The St. Clair County Health Department told parents of Marysville High School students in a letter that about 37, quote, exposed susceptible students who cannot provide documentation of immunity. Now, they put smallpox immunity. I don't understand why they put smallpox. We don't really vaccinate against smallpox. We vaccinate against chickenpox, but they put smallpox there. Will be excluded from attending school and extracurricular activities until 21 days after the last identified case. So there's 37 students that they think might come down with chickenpox, so they won't let them come to class. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, if there's chickenpox, let the kid get exposed. This is fantastic news. No, because remember, this is high school. So the older you are when you get exposed to chickenpox, the worse it is. Chickenpox in high school can be pretty bad. So the letter says students will be readmitted to the high school immediately upon getting vaccinated or provide the health department with acceptable documentation of immunity. It says immunity is defined as documentation of two valid doses of the live chickenpox vaccine or at or after 12 months of age or laboratory evidence of immunity or confirmation of the disease. So if you're a parent and you're like, wait a second here, okay, I don't know where my vaccine records are, because I've lost them, and a lot of us have. They didn't really start, you know, doing them electronically until about 10 years ago. So if you have a 15, 16-year-old kid, and you lost that little card, and you're like, well, now what the hell do I do? Your kid could have a blood test, and they could do these varicella titers. And the varicella titers will show if they're immune, the varicella antibody. So there is a way they could do that. But, you know, these schools or health departments, they're kind of getting gutsy. They're kind of showing some cojones. And, you know, their attitude is, okay, there's disease. We're going to keep you away from the disease. And they're allowed to do that. And, in fact, as a doctor, I would probably recommend they do that, especially with high school. But I keep getting asked, don't we want our kids to get natural immunity? Well, yes and no. I think our bodies do become stronger when we are exposed to what the world gives us. The problem is some of the things the world gives us is really, really nasty. And you're taking a crapshoot. You know, these people who are anti-vaccine and they're scared with their kids, and they're scared to give their kid a vaccine because they think they're taking a crapshoot with risk factors. You're taking more of a crapshoot letting your kid get the disease. Lifelong immunity to chickenpox has its downside. I could get shingles. You know, I got chickenpox as a kid, but what that means now is I could get shingles, and shingles is pretty painful. That's when you get, you know, the virus coming out in one of the dermatomes. You get chickenpox, it doesn't go away completely. It hides out in a nerve, and that nerve has an end point in the, it has a start point of the spine, and then an end point to where the nerve innervates. So it picks one nerve, which is why shingles comes out on only one side of the body. And these viruses are super smart. They know how to lay low. Just like hepatitis, herpes, HIV, viruses know how to live in the body and replicate without letting you even know they're there. And then all of a sudden they come out and they go, hi, I'm here. And then you have an issue. So shingles, unfortunately, could leave you with post-herpetic neuralgia. And this post-herpetic neuralgia can be very, very painful and debilitating. And, you know, making a nerve hurt is not a very, very easy thing to deal with long term. And, you know, these viruses have some, unfortunately, tricky, you know, presentations and tricky side effects. Now, I've met two people online who had shingles. They were young. And I go, did you have the chickenpox vaccine as a kid, right? They said, no, I had both. I had both the vaccine and I got chickenpox. Two people I've met so far that were younger that got both the vaccine and chickenpox. And I'm very curious to see if shingles goes away later in those who actually have the vaccine. But remember, the vaccine is a live vaccine. So the vaccine is a live version of it, meaning it's very, very weakened. And so will the weakened version act very similar to the other version? I can't answer. I don't think anybody could answer that the chickenpox vaccine will prevent you from getting shingles. And remember, shingles is the adult version of chickenpox that only comes along one nerve. So we won't know. The varicella vaccine came out in the 90s. So right now, the average person who was vaccinated against chickenpox is in their 20s. Maybe almost 30. And a lot of times we don't see shingles till they're older. And the two cases of shingles I've seen in the younger person, they said, well, I had both. I had both shingles and, or I had both chickenpox and the vaccine. So I'm not sure what the answer is. Now, you know, are schools right to say don't come to school until you're vaccinated? Well, that's going to later go to the Supreme Court. You'll have a lot of anti-vaccine parents going, look, you can't force me to bring my kid to a professional who I don't trust that's going to inject stuff into my baby. It'll be very, very interesting to see. You know, and, you know, their arguments will be, and again, I'm pro-vaccine, but their arguments will be you have staff out there that are, you know, stealing people's narcotics, injecting people with saline, and you want me to let somebody in that profession inject something blindly into my kid? Or they're going to argue that there are side effects and you can't force me to have my kid take a treatment that has potential side effects. It's going to go to the Supreme Court one day. As schools, you know, don't let unvaccinated kids come in. But then you're going to have the lawsuits from the parents going, look, okay, I demand that my city provide safety for my kid. My kid's vaccinating. I want the city to not let my child be among others that aren't vaccinated. So then there's that argument, too. Although I don't know how they'll win that argument because we're letting illegal immigrants come in and we don't know about their vaccination status. So this is an absolute mess. You know, in order for a vaccine program to work, everybody's got to be on board. And when they're not, we have problems. Now, schools and city officials think they're doing right by saying, all right, you're not coming to school. All right, we have a chickenpox outbreak, you're not coming to school. And it ticks a lot of people off, but majority rules, so they're going to, you know, get the support. But then my next question is, all right, well, what happens when there's a flu outbreak? When flu is rampant in the school, are you going to demand that any unvaccinated kid not go to school? No, they won't do that. Flu season runs from October, more like November 1, but in some cases, we've already seen some cases now in September. But flu season officially runs from November, and it could go all the way to end of May. So are you going to have unvaccinated kids to the flu not go to school for 6 months? No. So the problem I have is when you start to ban people from school, you can't pick and choose which illness. You can't pick and choose which vaccine. You know, if there's chickenpox outbreak, your job is to notify the parents. Your job is to protect the students. Now, banning them from school is obviously, you know, pretty severe. Some people, you know, might suggest, well, why don't you just have the kids in a different room? Anybody who's not vaccinated can learn in a different room. The problem is with chickenpox, I mean, whether it's the bathroom, whether it's the, you know, cafeteria, I mean, there's no way to have separate bathrooms, separate, it's not going to work. But we got flu season coming, and so I kind of want to know what the schools are going to do about that. 1-877-DR-DALY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.